I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Reality Kitchen in Eugene creates community for intellectually and developmentally disabled young adults in Lane County, including job training, as well as creating other community-building events and programs. Reality Kitchen has recently moved locations, opened a food cart, and begun to host Monday open mic nights in their new setting. With us at KLCC are Jim Evangelista, director of Reality Kitchen, and Carl Falsgraf, who hosts the open mic sessions. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, it's good to be back with you, Eric.
Well, Jim, for the benefit of those who are not familiar with Reality Kitchen, what would you add to my description of what Reality Kitchen is and does?
What we've tried to do is create an opportunity, a pathway to employment program, particularly in the food service industry for young adults with developmental disabilities. It's an ambitious program. We grew out of the location that we were at in the Whitaker neighborhood and found an ideal location in the former Hodgepodge location.
Carl, talk about the Acoustic Reality series and how that's going to be different in the new location.
It's really just an ideal setting for music. The way the tables are laid out, there's a little nook there that makes a natural stage. The acoustics are just wonderful. But what really makes it special for musicians is it's a place where you can listen to other musicians and really be heard.
How does it fit in with the wider goals of Reality Kitchen to host these open mic nights, Jim?
Well, to have these kinds of experiences, again, where we draw the community around, the community comes to enjoy not only the good music and the good times, but the work product of our program.
You've recently partnered with Food for Lane County as well. What's the nature of that partnership?
What we have now is a very distinctive food cart that we've put together. And we've gone to Food for Lane County and said that what we'd like to do, again, as part of our program and to help our students both prepare and serve meals to the unhoused in the community, we're going to bring this food cart not only to other locations around the community, but to the Washington Jefferson Park. And every Sunday, we're going to serve dinners, meals to the unhoused in our community.
What else about Reality Kitchen, Carl, has made you want to be involved?
Well, it's the people and it's the mission. And the music obviously drew me there in the first place. But it's really created a community of musicians, and that community has started interfacing with the community of students that Jim was talking about. And it really makes us feel like we're part of something a little bit bigger than just going down and playing a few songs.
And what needs do you have from the community, Jim, in order to make Reality Kitchen succeed in its new forms?
We do look to the generous contributions of the community folks who help support the work that we're doing there. And it's all tax deductible, and we're grateful for that and the opportunity to create a giving experience. I think that's another aspect of what we're about.
Do you see the needs for Reality Kitchen changing as economic times and other social factors change as well?
Well, you know, there are a lot of demands on many different kinds of services and organizations that are in the community, and we experience that as well. I think that's why we've created a social entrepreneurial endeavor, because what we're trying to do is make our nonprofit organization work like a for-profit. That's why we've gone to this restaurant. We've, again, being very ambitious, we've taken on quite a big project by creating food service in a very professional restaurant, professionally appointed. We have a drive-through, so we'll be doing espresso and other activities. Again, all created by our program participants, and all of those funds go back into supporting the program. So I think, besides being ambitious, I think we're being very businesslike and thoughtful about what we're doing.
Are there any other events and programs coming up that you'd wish to highlight?
Well, we have, again, the ongoing food service. We're going to develop a weekend food service. That should be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday with the Acoustic Reality, that part of the food service. The classes and programming, we're creating a social Saturday so that there'll be some physical activity, theater and improv, and a lot of different opportunities for not only the general community, but the DD community to plug in.
Jim Evangelista, director of Reality Kitchen, along with Carl Falsgraf, who hosts the Acoustic Reality open mic nights at Reality Kitchen's new location, 2190 West 11th Avenue in Eugene, just west of Garfield Street. For more information on all of Reality Kitchen's events and programs, realitykitchen.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.